laid down my baby hairs because this episode of Masked Singer took away my edges, child. This is the after show for the Masked Singer.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Hey, guys!
Okay, true story. I literally did.
She really did just lay down edges.
My edges. I got the toothbrush somewhere down here to prove it. Okay?
Oh my goodness. Hilarious.
Guys, welcome. Happy Wednesday. I'm your host, Raylan T, here for another episode of The Masked Singer. I'm joined with a girl who was new to The Masked Singer, but now she about to be a master. Shantaria!
Yes.
What's going on, girl? Okay.
What's up, girl?
We're here.
Oh, look. I love that. Thank you.
I feel like
thank
I'm on
you.
The show.
Thank you.
So yes, we have so much
going,
to talk about. Group C brought it. I think now, this was my favorite group.
Yeah, this was. Well, costume-wise, no, but collectively, yeah, I like them as a group.
Performance-wise, yes.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
They were fun. Mm-hmm. And for me, like...
Who was your favorite costume, then?
I was going to tell you that. The panda. The panda was so cute.
Oh, great.
I was like, oh, my gosh. So cute. That was definitely my favorite one.
And, you know, let's just get into it because we already know. It's not no anticipation. We all know the panda went home.
Yeah.
Aww, it's so
sad
cute.
Face.
Oh, I knew. Look. But, look, if you look at my notes, girl, I circled...
Layla Ali.
But I did have Lana Del Rey because I did know before she started talking in the package or when she said Papa Bear.
Yeah.
I know that Lana Del Rey has a very prominent father as well. She's a singer. But then something about it, it seemed fight-oriented winner match.
Yeah.
And then I put Lana Del Rey, Serena Williams, Layla Ali. Then I circled Layla Ali because then when it came to the cooking, I knew that Layla Ali also has... published or has cookbooks published as well.
Yeah. See, I didn't know that.
I was like, this is Layla Ali. Plus, when she got out there and sang,
Layla Ali's voice is very sultry.
It is.
It's very sultry.
I was like, okay, she got to be a sister because she has some soul in her voice.
Uh-huh.
And then also when she battled it out and she was like singing All I Do Is Win, uh-huh. I was like, okay. And all the songs seemed very... winning a fight. Like, you know, very...
Yeah. But I really thought it was going to be Venus Williams. I thought that, too. I didn't think of Layla, and it's only because I wrote down that dad has a big influence. I know that.
Exactly.
Right.
Their dad has been involved in their career as well.
But I didn't know... I mean, Layla Ali said that she loved to sing. I didn't know that about her.
I did not know that either.
But she, you know, she did great, so...
I know.
Kelly Clarkson is a hard person to sing.
Seriously.
I would never choose that in karaoke.
Yeah. I wouldn't either.
But
she killed it to
and
me.
And the costume.
The costume was my favorite, so I'm so sad. Shanice Sweet Smile said, I knew it was Layla when she was reading her letter to her later father.
Yes, and that's what also, I was like, this seems more Muhammad Ali.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently when they did reveal it was her, there was a bee in the package that I think that I missed for the whole float like a butterfly, sting like a bee.
Oh.
And I didn't even see that. I must have not even...
I mean, they leave so many clues. I'm literally writing down the clues as I'm watching. I'm like pausing real quick just so I make sure I got everything. But some things you just miss.
And, you know, so let's go to, I guess, to the SmackDown. She battled it out with the Leopard.
Yes. Who I thought was going to go home.
First of all, who I thought was a woman when it came up.
I did too. But then when I saw how tall the leopard was, I had thought maybe it's a man. But I wasn't really sure. But I wasn't expecting that.
I thought it was a woman, and I immediately thought when I heard the voice, like, oh, this is Lisa Vanderpump from The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, Vanderpump Rules. I was thinking, okay.
Yeah.
Then that voice, okay, so based on the voice... I'm thinking Seal.
Oh, okay.
I got Seal.
Hmm.
But then, based on the attitude, I am kind of rocking with the Jamie Foxx theory.
I don't think it's Jamie. Well, who knows? Well, actually, I think when the leopard was talking, I believe it was talking out of his neck. I could be wrong, but I don't think Jamie Foxx is that tall. I've met him. He's not the tallest, and I'm 5'9".
But I don't. So, is it the costume?
Let me see.
Okay, yeah, I don't think that's Jamie. Someone on the panel said that it was Billy Porter.
Yes.
So I have no idea who it could be. If y'all know in the chat, Shanice Sweetsma said, I think it's Seal 2. Kristen said, I think the leopard is Jamie Foxx.
That one is a very hard one.
Yeah,
it's very hard.
Shanice also said it could be either Seal or RuPaul.
Well, guys, stick around for our special segment where me and Chanteri are going to battle it out for the nitty gritty of who we think these celebrities are. We're going to put our final answer down.
We do. Oh, my goodness.
This is going to be something.
I'm letting y'all know I'm still in.
Back to the leopard, you know, it talks about relationships and tabloids, so I don't know. Because Jamie Foxx did recently split from Katie Holmes.
Yes.
But then if we are going on the Seal theory, Seal has also dated Heidi Klum.
But I also saw a couple different newspapers, so I'm thinking it's somebody who's been in the tabloids a lot and who has been in the tabloids because of their relationships. So I don't really see that being Jamie, though. I mean, I know he split with Katie, but...
But that I guess, has been the main... The main one. I don't know.
Oh, Kristen says sounds like Jamie from Ray.
Yeah, it does. That's what I'm saying. And the way that he interacted with Nick Cannon makes me... And I feel Jamie and Nick have such a close relationship that it could be him.
Hmm. Could be. I don't know. I'm not convinced.
But
I need any more clues.
Towards our special segment, we've got to figure it out.
We
got to put it down.
We do.
But let's go then into who the leopard faced off with. And that was the Black Widow.
Yes.
So we open up with the Black Widow.
Mm-hmm.
Nicole Scherzinger pointed out something that I didn't even realize from the package, which is a Sagittarius symbol.
Yeah, I didn't catch that.
But I put a question mark next to it, like Sagittarius. We know it's a woman.
Yeah.
Packaged my entire life.
Yeah, she also said that. Well, there's also a psychic ball, which made me think it was Raven Simone.
Okay, I'm thinking it's Raven Simone. I'm really thinking it's Raven.
Yeah.
Plus, listening to her tonight sing her song, the tone really sounded like, a dream is a wish. Like, you know what Raven sound like?
Yeah.
And I've watched Cheetah Girls too many times to not know what Raven's voice sounds
like.
And
even the director's cut, too, I'm assuming, well, obviously it's an actress.
Yes.
But, yeah, the psychic ball, think it's Raven. I mean, even in the chat, let me see, they're going back to...
And if anybody, is Raven a Sagittarius? I think she is.
I believe she is, too. If you guys want to chat, let us know. Oh, yeah, sorry, Shanice said that she's a Sag. And I think the Black Widow is Raven. Yeah.
I think so, too.
I think so. Yeah, they were saying that it could be Amber Riley, Yvette, Nicole Brown, Sherry Shepherd. I don't think it's any of those.
No, I don't think so either. But the only thing that I would maybe say is Amber Riley. But I don't know.
I don't know either.
How flexible are these people? Because Raven, if it is Raven or whoever this Black Widow is, she dropped it down low.
She did. And I love Raven Simone. She has such a great personality.
She does.
Yeah,
and
she's
fun. And she has been packaged her entire life as this Disney kid.
Yeah.
Disney star. But I did see a different side of her when she started making her way to The View. Maybe not a lot of people did see her when she was on The View.
Yeah.
And so they can only think of her as That's So Raven.
Yeah, I'm convinced. I think it's Raven.
Okay, so we're making that pick.
But I'm like one out of like...
But Amber Riley was a good pick. I would say that if it isn't Raven, that Amber Riley would be my next bet. Let's go to the flamingo.
Okay, I just want to read a couple.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so in the chat, Joseph said there was also a peach.
For who? For the Black Widow?
Yeah. It was also a peach.
She's from Georgia? Is Raven from Georgia?
Girl, look. I don't know. If you guys want to chat, let us know. Miss Right 91 so you guys, I didn't want it to be Raven Simone with Adrian being on it too. I said Esther Dean first, but those clues were obvious.
Esther Dean is actually a great pick.
That is a great pick. And then,
if you guys don't know, Esther Dean has written so many songs. She's responsible for one of the songs that everybody knows, Super Bass. But did the director's cut all these other clues?
Oh, yeah. That kind of gave it
make
away.
Make me feel like this is an actress.
Yeah. Joseph said that Raven is from Georgia. And then Shanice said, I think Amber is thicker than that.
Yeah, Amber is thicker than that. As I said, and Raven has lost a few pounds.
Mm-hmm. But Raven's very busty, too.
That's so true.
I mean, look, you can kind of see through the uniform, through the costume. So I'm like,
One thing I will say, though.
Oh, Raven was born in ATL. Okay.
Okay. One thing that I will say, I probably will bring it up when we get to our next character, but thinking about it being Raven, when I listen to the voice, it does sound a little disguised. It sounded like Raven, but with a little bit of a, not auto-tuned, but something to mask her voice, because she does have a very familiar, distinctive voice.
She does.
If I hear her sing, I know it's her instantly. I don't know.
I don't know either. But
I do know. I think it's her, for sure.
I think so, too. But one thing, I think I said this yesterday. Actually, I did say this yesterday, that a lot of times the way these singers, the way they speak, and the way because sometimes you don't even know that they have an accent until they talk. When they sing, they sound like they don't even have an accent or anything.
She's so true.
I know that they can sound different.
Mm-hmm.
So I haven't really heard Raven sing that much, kind of joking-wise in some shows, but I don't know. I'm still convinced it's her.
You know what I'm convinced about?
What?
I'm convinced that we got the best viewers right now, don't we, Shantaria? I'm convinced about it.
So, hey, guys, before we go into our next topic, I just want to thank you guys so much for making us the ESPN of TV Talk. If you guys are on YouTube, please, give us a thumbs up. Make sure you guys subscribe. And if you are on iTunes, leave us 5 stars, subscribe as well, and leave us a comment, join in the conversation. We'll definitely shout you out in this chat. And being a part of AfterBuzz has meant so much to both of us. I know it's
definitely
created a lot of opportunities, so we really appreciate all the support. Thank you, guys.
Yes, we appreciate you guys so much. And keep watching.
Please.
Keep interacting with us. We love all you guys.
We love it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Shanice brought up a really good point. They're trying to throw us off.
They are trying to throw us off.
So watch it be somebody completely
off. Well, speaking of thrown off, what they really threw us off was in this flamingo package that they gave to us today.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
Because, okay, I think it is Adrian Bailon.
Yeah.
But I know that she does have presence on YouTube. She does have a beauty channel. She talked about when they were asking her what makes you the flamingo, that she travels, and she does travel a lot. If you go on her Instagram, if you pull up Adrian Bailon's Instagram, everything from that package was her. She does she does a lot of things on Instagram where she shows her beauty, how she gets ready. I think she has one video of, I think, her favorite snacks. Like, she's a YouTuber in a sense,
she
outside
is.
Of her doing the reel. And then it was so funny because she had said something about, I guess, Destiny. And so one of the judges had said, Destiny's Child maybe, or from a group.
Yeah.
But we all know Adrian Bailon comes from 3LW,
right,
where she did have a career. She broke free. Did 3LW, broke free from that, went to Cheetah Girls, left that. Then now she's on The Real. She did a few reality TV shows in between. We had seen her on cameos of
Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Yeah. She had her own reality TV show with Julissa Bermudez.
Yeah.
Empire Girls. So, and now she has The Real. So all of that, plus I saw in the package the What is it called? I'm about to go to hell. What is it called? The cross.
I was like, what is she about to say?
I said, I'm about to go to hell. The cross. We saw the cross in her package.
Yeah.
And so her husband now, he's a former preacher, I want to say. Israel.
Yeah, I'm not really sure what he does, but
I think he's either a gospel singer or he's a former pastor, preacher, whatever you call it.
Mm-hmm.
He is in that line of work. That was shown also in her package. She's married to him. So I'm going with Adrienne Bailon on this one. It has to be her.
So for me, I mean, I know they said ZooTube, beauty, fashion, new beginnings. Mm-hmm. To me, everything that they mentioned doesn't give me Adrienne Bailon.
Really?
But because she also said that she's not a singer. To me, that was the biggest clue. But the only thing
is... The thing is that... Okay, go ahead.
So the only thing is yes, she's... It's like the flamingo sounds just like her. Uh-huh. But... What threw me off is that she's not a singer. And I'm kind of going off the clues with this one.
Okay.
So I'm kind of 50-50. I'm like, it sounds like Adrienne, but you also said that you're not a singer. Let me see.
What we got going on in the live chat?
Cool, it's a lot. Shanice, the flamingo was so easy to figure out. That's so Adrienne. She also said that she has a YouTube channel. She does everything on it. She's married to a preacher.
Preacher.
And he's a gospel singer.
He's a gospel. There we go.
Yeah. And then Miss Rice said, did anyone see them address this on the real Adrienne tribe, but she can't lie? But I could have swore that she said that she's not on it. She doesn't have time to be on. I think she already addressed
it. Well, girl, that NDA probably is thick.
She could have just not addressed it.
But I feel like it's her. First of all, she's always super, you know, very proud of where she comes from, her Latina heritage.
Yeah.
I felt those vibes when we got the flamingo.
I did too, but her vocals are strong.
And Latin America,
granted, the flamingo can sing. The flamingo can sing, but I don't know if Adrienne's vocals are just, they're strong. She can hit them notes.
But I think she's disguising it. It sounds just like,
it does.
Well, because
it does sound like her, though.
I had listened to 3LW on replay recently. Okay, I still think that is one of my favorite groups. You know what I'm saying?
My childhood.
No more, baby. I'm going to do right.
Yeah.
And like I said, Raven and Adrienne's voices, I feel like they were a part of me growing up. Like, they were the voices that put me to sleep every night. Not my parents, but Adrienne and Raven.
Yeah.
And so I just feel like it's her. It has to be her.
But they have them on the same show. Are they even cool?
And the way she moved, and she saw, as soon as Nicole was saying, too, like how tiny she looks in the flamingo, I was like, and you know Adrienne Little.
Yeah.
I feel like it's her.
Well, Shanice also said, Adrienne has always said she doesn't consider herself to be
a professional singer. And I'm like, girl, where? Well, because she, if you think about it, she has never put out, she has put out music. I actually do have that downloaded illegally, one of the songs she put out a long time ago. But she really hasn't put out anything music-wise. We kind of know her now as a personality rather than a musician. And if we do know her as a musician, the first thing we think about is Disney rather than... Her 3LW career.
But if we're a bit like...
So professionally, no. And plus, the only tour she's probably done is with Cheetah Girls and 3LW.
And you're absolutely right about that. But for her to say, I'm not a singer, girl, you are a singer. Like, I don't understand.
That's what I think is throwing us off. Because just because you think you're not a professional singer,
we think
you are.
But, like, she, when I do see her, I see her more as a personality, for sure.
Yeah, exactly. And to me, for her to say that, like, girl... I would say Layla Ali is not a professional singer.
Right.
Not you.
Yeah, seriously. Because that girl can sing. She can sing.
No, I love Adrienne.
Yeah, and I remember when I was growing up, we used to always pretend like we were the 3LW, and I used to always like, I'm Adrienne.
Everybody
wanted to be Adrienne.
Everybody wanted to be Adrienne. I was in between Gabriella because I was the one that wanted to practice. You know when they got to Barcelona, they got lazy.
Seriously.
They got lazy. They got to Barcelona. They wanted to explore Spain and not practice. So I was Raven Simone, okay?
Oh, my goodness.
I was like, uh-uh. We are not doing this talent show, ladies, if we can't get it together.
Seriously.
So
gosh,
I don't know.
I feel like I want to sing when I was just a little girl, my mom.
I can't believe we have both of them. If it is true, I can't believe we have Raven and Adrienne.
That'd be pretty dope.
That is amazing. So look, we went through all the characters today.
Yeah.
Okay, let me go through my favorite costume, I guess.
Yes,
I would say.
Let me know.
We got the Black Widow, we got the Leopard. Honestly, I would say the Leopard.
The Leopard's cute, yeah. I like the Leopard.
Only because of how thrown off everybody was by the Leopard. You don't know gender. And because the Leopard was so the Leopard.
Yeah, I love it.
And it's,
I mean, look at that.
Yeah.
Beautiful. The eyes, yeah. I definitely love the costume. It's just, you know, for this one, the panda did it for me. I'm just like, oh.
Your panda was cute.
It was cute, yeah.
Panda was cute, but I do love that leopard.
I like the leopard, too.
That leopard.
Honestly, the costumes are pretty good this episode. I mean, I like the Black Widow. I like the flamingo. I like them all, but...
Oh, okay.
What?
Okay, we're gonna do our special segment. Honestly, I'm thinking about the leopard and just how much personality.
Yeah.
It had. Like, oh yes, keep the compliments coming, darling. Like, right? who else has that type of funny personality and sounds like that?
I don't know.
I don't know, guys. I don't know. But you know what I do know?
What?
Do we have some news?
We show
do. Do we have some gossip?
We show do.
Well, let's get into it, okay?
AfterBuzz TV News.
All right, so... Sure, you know that Robin Thicke was on Entertainment Tonight. He was co-host with Kelty Knight. Mm-hmm. And he, okay, so it was super cute. Okay. So he was on the show.
Yes.
And his girlfriend and daughters, Mia and Lola, came out to surprise him with the Diamond Award by the Recording Industry Association of America. And it's for reaching 10 million sales for Blurred Lines. And this was an award that they got back in 2018, but... For him to actually have it in his hand, that's what, yeah, 2018. So, yeah, so that's what they were doing. They presented it to him. I thought he was super cute. And his little family is so adorable.
I'm so proud of Robin Thicke.
Yes.
I love Robin Thicke.
I do, too. And every time I hear Blurred Lines, I always want to dance. Like, that's still my song.
Well, girl, the first thing I was thinking about when you said this news was two words, Marvin Gaye. Because he definitely, him and Pharrell, had to pay his estate some coins.
They did, yeah.
For sampling some of his song.
They did, but contrary to that, great song. I know.
Controversy with the song.
It was
too much. People was making me think it was a date rape song. I was like, wait, what?
Yeah.
What am I?
And let me get it right. Shanice got me all the way together. That's his fiance.
That is his fiance.
Yes, that's a difference.
Look, let me stop.
My Robin Thicke is handsome, but yeah, so it's his fiance.
Okay.
So yeah, but it was cute. I was like, oh, I didn't even know he had two daughters. I thought he just had the one, and then obviously Julian.
Yes, that's Julian is Paula Patton. And
yeah,
okay. She already had the other baby, the fiance.
Yeah,
I thought she was still pregnant this entire time with the second baby.
It was two that came.
Oh, she already had the second baby.
And they're adorable.
Golly,
they are adorable.
Oh yeah. Well, good. Aww. Congratulations. Congrats, all that damn money you have to pay.
I know.
That was such a hit.
It was.
It was a hit, though.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, I mean,
everybody get up. They're playing it, I think, tonight's episode. Or was it the season premiere?
I don't know, but I like
either
it.
Either one. They played, like, everybody. That was a good song.
That was. But,
Pharrell,
you know,
I mean, Robin
not to get onto the legal aspect of it, but just
that's
calling
cute.
Like it is, it was a great song.
Yeah.
And I just want to shout out Edward Sanchez Productions. I love watching The Masked Singer.
Us too.
I'm obsessed.
Edward Sanchez. All right. So that's our news and gossip?
Yes, that's all I got for you tonight.
I love me some Robin Thicke.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
He's cute or whatever. Look, he taking or whatever. But, you know. But that's how I felt about Adam Levine. You know, I was like, it's not real until he get married, though. I can still crush on him until he get married.
I'm just going to admire from a distance because Adam Levine.
But first of all, can we talk about how Robin Thicke's intuitiveness on The Masked Singer, he's, to me, always spot on. He called that it was Layla Ali before
it was announced. He's good.
And he was saying it as a joke.
He
should
really
just
move
his gut. Coach your gut, Robin, you was right.
I think that's why Nick always like, Robin, who do you
think? Yes, he said, who are you in? You're always in tune.
Yeah, because I feel like that, I love Kim, but I'm like,
Kim is always off.
Like, what are you talking
not
about?
Off.
Wait,
off.
What did he say? He said,
Queen Latifah, that's what he said
underneath
the panda costume.
And then for the
Queen
Flamingo,
Latifah.
Wait, no, actually, this was Nicole. Olivia Jade. And Nicole said Tia Lowry, and then Robin said Candy. Candy. Oh, yeah.
Candy Burns.
Yes, so for the Flamingo, Robin thought it was Candy. So from SFU, I don't know. I mean... I don't think it's Tia Mowry, though.
No, Candy from Escape.
Yeah,
because
she
said she wanted to escape. But Candy ain't got no YouTube channel. But, I mean, she does have Candy After Dark, but no.
Yeah.
It ain't no Candy.
So, some New Begins. I'm thinking, what New Begins
would
she
have? But they should
have
Candy on the show. That would be a good person to have underneath the mask.
But I think the clues doesn't match up with her because it said New Beginnings. And, I mean, well, actually, I don't know because I just saw an announcement that she's pregnant again. So, maybe that's the New Beginnings. I don't know, but I don't believe that she has, like, a YouTube or anything. Actually, she doesn't.
Yeah.
Don't quote me, though.
All right, y'all. We're about to get into the special segment. Because yes, me and Sean Terry are about to literally bring out these forerunners that we're hearing are underneath these masks. And we have to say our final yes or no before we get off and do our thing and enjoy the rest of our week and come back to these people with another episode with Group D. Yes.
Let me get my life. Okay.
All right. So like I said, this is it.
This is it.
This is the nitty gritty. We gotta make these selections if we think who it is. So, look.
Chat, help us out, because.
So, Black Widow, y'all. Black Widow. And first of all, it's so cool that Black Widow and Panda both have their own songs that are actually, like, after them, named after their character. Like, yeah. Black Widow with Iggy Azalea.
Oh.
And then we had Panda, designer Panda, when they came out. That was so super cute.
Yeah, they're creative on this show.
They're very creative. Well, another thing that I need to look up, how much is Fox paying for this licensing to get all these songs?
You know what?
It's a lot of songs. That's a lot of people you got to pay to use these songs.
I work for Fox, so I'm going to go ahead and plead the fifth.
Look.
You know, give me fire, girl.
I'm like, girl, look in the files. Let us know.
Oh, goodness.
Okay, look. So we're about to get into our special segment where me and Sean Terry are going to say yes or no on these forerunners. And then, look. What are the stakes? Are we going to change this or we're just going to keep them until the next episode? Are we going
to
keep these throughout the season?
I'm going to try to keep mine.
Throughout the season? Or just until next week?
I'm lying. I'm probably going to change it.
I'm probably going to change it next week.
I'm going to keep mine for now.
Okay. That's cool.
All y'all get.
Okay, how about this? We're going to keep it until they perform again.
Got it.
All right. So, Black Widow, I'm sticking with Raven Simone. I'm sticking with Raven Simone. That's who I got.
I'm
keeping it.
See what y'all talking about, Raven Baxter. Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Raven Baxter. I'm dead. Okay.
Ooh.
What? Okay. What we got? What we got? What they got?
I can't stop looking in the chat.
Chat, what do you got? Chat, let us know who you guys have for Black Widow.
Yo, Shanice is on it. She's like,
Shanice is always on it. Shanice, girl.
Let me back up real quick. She said Candy can't sing that good, and her surrogate is pregnant. My bad.
First of all, Shanice, she's going to have to get a chair right up here.
Right.
Because she come with the facts.
She does. Melissa Stewart said the Black Widow is Raven Simone, hands down. Yes.
All right,
girl,
so we're making our pick for
Okay. Miss Wright 91, considering caliber of celebrity, would rule out a lot of their off the wall guests.
If we're gonna talk about off the wall guesses, and I feel like she would do the show, but for what the character was and how they performed, I'm gonna whoop Ken for saying, or not Ken, Jenny McCarthy for saying Wanda Sykes. What?
I'm confused.
I'm thinking a comedian. I'm thinking Wanda Sykes.
I'm like, wait, what?
That editing room must be cutting out what the audience you say, because if I'm in the audience, I'm like, oh no, like loud in the audience.
You'd be seeing some of their facial expression. They'd be like, no, that's not them. Okay, couple more. This was a good one. I don't know if we mentioned this, but Kristen Doling said the skeleton is Paul Schaefer. I know that.
Oh, yes, we did talk about that.
Okay.
So, look.
I'm taking that. I'm just kidding.
Okay, so look. Group C. Next week, we should also do our picks, I think, for.
I like that.
We need to do our picks for Group A and B. We'll present them too.
Oh, goodness. Okay.
We'll present them, too. Or should we wait till we see them perform one more time?
Let's wait.
Okay,
because
this is
intense.
I'm about to start getting my brackets together.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
All right, so Leopard. Uh-huh. Leopard, who you got?
Damn, because I really want to say it's Seal. But then I've never seen Seal as a personality the way... the leopard was moving on stage. The attitude was so Jamie, but the voice, the voice could be Jamie too, because then I heard a little bit, I did hear Ray. Whoever said that in the chat, I thought about that too.
Yeah.
Oh, God. All right, so look. And then Billy Porter. We got Billy Porter thrown in there too. And then we got RuPaul, but I don't think
they
RuPaul.
Even said Robbie Williams too for the leopard.
Oh yeah, they did.
Honestly, I was gonna disagree with you because I have no idea who the leopard is. I just don't think it's Jamie, but I could be wrong.
I really don't know. That or Seal, based on relationships and tabloids. Jamie Foxx has recently been in I haven't really heard of Seal being in the tabloids for anything. And if you're talking about heavy hitter, Jamie Foxx is a heavy hitter. He's a singer. Yeah. He's an actor. He does it all.
Scandal, though? Like, I didn't really get...
Well, the scandal would be that, number one, Katie Holmes was Tom Cruise's ex-wife, which he started dating, and Tom Cruise and Jamie Foxx both were on the same movie together. So Tom Cruise... and Jamie Foxx essentially were friends. Jamie Foxx ended up taking his friend's wife. That scandal. Now him and Katie have split up, and the scandal was Jamie Foxx was tooting around some new little hottie, young and 20-something, around the block.
So clearly you got all the news and gossip.
So it could be Jamie Foxx.
It could. It very well could. Let's see.
So I don't know. I'm going to go with, okay, you know what? I'm going with Jamie Foxx.
Ooh, Melissa said the leopard is Russell Brand, I think. Yo, hilarious.
Wait, that is a good one, though.
See, this is why I can't make up my mind, because y'all so good. By the way, I just want to shout out Michelle McCloud.
Russell Brand, that is a good one.
Yeah, for
the
sure.
The accent, relationships. That would be a good one.
Again, I'm going off of the
clues. And the animated personality.
Yeah.
But you have to think about the heavy hitter. If I'm going with heavy hitter, I'm going to go Jamie Foxx.
Jamie Foxx.
I'm going Jamie Foxx. You know Forget it. All right, cool. We got Jamie Foxx for the leopard. All right, come on. Let's close this out.
Flamingo.
Flamingo and Panda. Flamingo.
Adrian.
I'm going with Adrian. Oh, no. What? Chanteria, because you was over here really doubting my ability with the Adrian Bailon. Are you going with it?
Yes. Yeah.
No, you don't have to go with it if you don't sound too sure.
No, because it does sound like her. Again, I'm only going off of, I'm not a singer.
Chanteria,
yes, you are.
Yes, you are, girl.
You better accept it. Adrian,
I guess I'm
you can sing, girl. You are a singer. You better accept it. Moving on. Panda.
Look, Panda, we already guessed Leila Ali.
Oh, yeah, I'm tripping. Okay.
We already know it's Leila.
Wait, Leila Ali. Look at me.
So
see?
Look, that's it. This is our picks for these three. Sticking with it. So basically, we're on the same boat. Next week, we'll see if we're on the same page.
Seriously.
I don't know.
The chat is so great. You guys are live. I do have to shout out Michelle Niklaus. I see you. We see you.
Michelle got something good in the chat always.
Yes.
All right,
they
Michelle.
They all do. I mean, I appreciate it. You guys are going crazy. Thanks for the love.
Yeah. Okay. Because look, we just as lost as you.
Yo, if it wasn't for them, I'd be like, huh?
I'm over here stealing answers like, what? Maybe it is Russell Brand.
No, their guesses are on point, so I'm stealing.
They're fans of the show. We need to create something for them so that they can put their picks in. We could all figure this out together.
Yeah.
I'm down. Well, this is it. This is the end of the show.
Fun. I don't want to go.
Guys. Aww. I don't want to go. But next Wednesday, we got Group D. Yes. We got a little bit of a flower. We got the penguin. Mm-hmm. We got the, What's it called? The eagle.
I like the eagle.
Yeah. I think we have one more. Somebody in the chat going to help me out. We got the flower, the eagle.
Oof.
The penguin. Ooh. And we got something else. Yeah. I don't know. Something else.
There's just so many.
But you know what? It don't matter what it is, because I don't know who it is
anyway.
Underneath the costume, okay?
That's true.
So we just got a whole line of Group D.
Yeah.
Let's come with it, y'all. Let's see. I'm ready to mask somebody else.
Seriously.
Leila Ali was a good one, though.
Yeah, she was.
He's like, it's getting warmer and warmer. I'm getting, like, cuter and cuter and, like, celebrities that I actually know. Because I didn't know the first two on the first episode. So this is somebody I know. I'm familiar. Aww. Okay. Well, guys, this has been so much fun. Please chat with us next Wednesday. Yes. Same time. I'm your host, Raylan T. Find me everywhere. Instagram and Twitter at Raylan Taryn. R-H-E-L-I-N-T-A-R-Y-N. And then you could see me right now as I discuss The Real Housewives of Dallas. And then you can also see me every Sunday, 4 p.m. BHL's next. Shantaria, let the people know where they can find you.
Well, you guys can find me tomorrow on the after show for Evil. It starts at 9 on Mondays at 8 for All Rise, and on Instagram and Twitter at Shantaria.
And remember to follow all things AfterBuzz TV at AfterBuzz TV. See you guys next Wednesday. Bye.
Kevin Undergaro and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.